Right, man. We here. People of A Square Podcast family. We're here checking the feed real quick, and we will get started because I'm going to tell y'all right now, we got a lot to discuss. Is that right, Cornbread? We live. We on Facebook. So that's positive.
The book of the face.
Here you go. The book of the face. I love it, bro.
Hold on. I'm sending out the link, man.
You have to wait?
Hey man. Yo, chill out, man.
Hey, we on Facebook too, man. I love it. Let's see. So give us 1 second. I'm going to share this to the people out there because I'm telling y'all, today finna get crazy. If we ain't been crazy before, today finna get crazy. How about that?
Let's see if it's coming up.
What y'all think?
There we go.
Oh, we on here.
I see it.
Oh, we on here. Man, ladies and gentlemen, technology is crazy, man. Sometimes, you know, we hop on, we click go live like they tell us to, and for some odd reason, it don't go live. And then for some odd reason, sometime it do, you know. But nonetheless, we here now. We live. So let's do it the correct way.
Make sure y'all like and subscribe to the channel too, bro.
A-Square Podcast .com. Make sure you guys hit us up right there and check out all of our content. But let me introduce this podcast correctly for the people that are out there who potentially have never heard of the A-Square Podcast, or, you know, maybe they are stumbling across this on YouTube or Facebook or whatever the case may be. Allow me to introduce this the right way. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the A-Square Podcast with your boy DJ A-Ron, alongside my brother, as always, for the almost fifth year of the A-Square Podcast, Cornbread. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. It's good to be back in the studio, yeah. Man, you know, appreciate y'all being patient with us. You know, we about to reach 5 years and we still haven't. It don't matter, bro. It don't matter. Here. We getting it, sipping a little something, you know.
We here. Hey, I love it. I love it, dog. I love it. There's so much stuff going on in the world, man. A lot of things. First thing I would like to do is to tell the people out there again, asquaredpodcast.com, at asquaredpodcast10, social media. Or excuse me, A Square Pod on social media, and the links and all that stuff will be in the description of this for everybody out there. Also, shout out to Wolf's Main Beer Care Products, man. They have been blessing the podcast. We are in business together, man, and thank them for everything that they've done. Also, A2P promo code is A2P. Use that, you will get a discount on all the beer care products.
A and then the number two.
The number two.
Number two and then
the number two. Absolutely. Let's see.
Let's talk about weeks, man.
How was your week, bro?
Let's talk about us first, man.
Let's talk about that.
Busy week. You know, just not getting in now. So, you know, work don't stop. People still checking on me from obviously my grandma, so that's good, and checking on the family. So appreciate all those people, all the listeners, all the subscribers, all the friends who check in, man. We making it through it, so appreciate it. My son, man, he I think about a year or two ago, I think I told y'all that he got a role. I guess it was kind of like the Grinch on a Christmas. Around Christmas time.
Right. Ooh.
Played that pretty well. The director was like, hey, we want him to, you know, do Lion King. Want him to be Simba, man. He did a great job.
Okay.
What you think I said when he said that, DJ?
You said, hey, let's cook.
Talk to me nice. What you mean?
Yeah, let's cook. Bro, that's movies easy is work. Where it's at for you.
That's easy work, bro.
So movies and all that is for you.
And they came to my son, or came to me, you know what I'm saying? But he was preparing my son. I said, oh, that's easy work, bro. That's,
yeah.
Man, I told my son, he was like, no, I don't want to do it. I said, nah, but put the phone down and then
talk to me.
Yeah. I don't know what you was texting, but put that phone down.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Lion King coming up. You know what I'm saying? Simba, I'm selling it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, Simba, Mufasa, all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, I don't want it. As this was a pivotal moment for me as a parent, that I want to be that parent to make my kid do whatever the hell I tell him to,
yeah,
or trust the process. All right, bro. You got it. You got the juice, bro. You go ahead. Do what you do. But you're going to miss that opportunity, man. Mm-hmm. Play goes on. We actually went to the play. The play was pretty good. The play was pretty good. We went to it. DJ, about a month ago, Beauty and the Beast comes up.
Uh-oh.
My man goes out. My man goes out for the role as Beast.
Okay.
He make it through the first wave. I think a second wave. Made it to the final cut. I said, now we cooking with grease, man. Now we got to practice. He was, yeah, I know my lines. No, put that phone down.
Yeah.
Put that down. We finna talk about this.
Right.
So practiced up. He said he had a great audition. I even talked to the director. He had a great audition, but nice. He did not get the role, though.
Mm.
So checked his mental. How was his doing? He was good. Still upbeat. He said, whatever role come up next, I'm going to go off of that main one, too. I said, that's what I like to hear. I said, but you need to go up to that director and tell him whatever role comes available during Beauty and the Beast, you going to step in.
Right.
I don't care if your ass a teapot standing in the corner. You going to be that best teapot out there, right? You got to get your foot in the door, show that you flexible, show that you can adjust. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So that's where we at, man. So, he obviously didn't get the role, but he's still upbeat. That didn't, kill his spirits or nothing like that, man. So shout out to my son.
I think that's awesome, bro. Let's give a round of applause to that. It ain't easy. It ain't easy.
Well,
it ain't easy being a parent and having that. I want to say kudos to you for, being like, hey, am I going to push him in or am I going to let him cook for himself? So I think that's what
it tell. OK, let's play quick role play.
Yeah.
I'm my son. And you tell me you're the director that I didn't get the role.
Yeah. I say, hey, we got, I would be nice because, they young. I'm going to be mm-hmm. nice. I'm gonna be like,
yeah.
Hey.
He's 10. Yep.
I'm mm-hmm. like, this time you didn't get this role, but you keep working and then you'll get the next role. That's how I would approach the situation.
So my son's 10. He looked like me, act like me, yeah. But he's not me. This is me at 10 years old.
Yeah.
I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my
and then I would have said,
okay, you think you can do this to me?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you got to come back with it.
Yeah,
I love
so
it.
That's me, man.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love
appreciate
it, man.
How was your week, bro?
I think the week was good, man. I want to say, rest in peace to Mr. Neil, who is a great friend of mine's father. Gabe Neal, for those who you that don't know, Gabe used to be the GM of High Dive when it was High Dive here in Champaign.
Shout out to Gabe.
And it was one of the things about the High Dive, and I was telling my guys this, during those times, we would go to the High Dive, stand in line if you had to stand in line, or if you knew people, they let you in, right? You would dap up the security. You would dap up the person that's collecting the money at the door. You would dap up everybody at the bar, and they knew what drink you wanted.
Well, it's actually people before you even get to the bar. So you're talking to people every step.
Every step
away.
Every
step. Mm-hmm.
By the time you make it towards the stage, you're seeing Gabe. He's dapping you up. You know what I'm saying? Showing love. He behind the bar. Then you make it to the stage. There's DJ Delaney. He's DJing. The vibe in the building had already been set because as soon as you walked in, you had that atmosphere. And I will say shout out to Gabe for creating that that atmosphere in Champaign, helping me learn what it meant to build a vibe, right?
For sure.
His father passed, and I went to Peoria to celebrate that life. And I'll tell you, been to a lot of funerals, man, especially over the past 3-4 years.
Facts, bro.
And, it was the love in the room between your grandmother, you know, passing, and me seeing the love that people have, the good times, the funny times, and yeah. Not only that, you know, just how much people are loved. It really affected me, and it really made me want to make sure that I leave a legacy like that, because I want people to talk about me the way these people are being talked about. It don't have to all be sad. There are good times. And when you say celebration of life, I think that's what it really should be about. It's the celebration of that person's life. You don't know when you're going to go, man. We don't know if we're going tonight, tomorrow. When you go to sleep.
Man, facts.
You might not wake up, but
facts.
I got a million stories I could tell about my boy Cornbread if he go tonight.
Whoa, allegedly. Hold on, what's going on?
I'm gonna tell it. It's gonna be in a book. But we ain't gonna tell how to keep your shoes by your feet. We just gonna end the story with keep your shoes by your feet. But I got a lot of stories, and I want my stories to be funny. I want my stories to be me. You know what I mean? And I think that weight lifts off of the family, and it helps the family to remember those good times. So I want to say shout out to, you know, everybody who lost loved ones. And I'm honored to have been in the building for these times as well.
My condolences, our condolences from A Square Podcast to Gabe, man. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, losing a parent, grandparent, sibling, kid is not easy, right? Pet, it doesn't matter. You know, losing something is not easy. So our condolences to that. And I didn't thank you. I thank you for showing up, but I did not thank you for being a pallbearer for my grandmother, bro. So,
oh, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that. I know, I mean, that's not easy, but I was honored that you was, you know, able to carry my grandmother out in the right way. So thank you, bro.
For sure. So once again, thank everybody for joining the A Square Podcast. And we are approximately 12 minutes and 30 seconds into this thing.
Let's go.
And we live, so I might as well go ahead and get us out of here now, bro. ISO on me.
Do I need the timer?
ISO on me.
Hey, all right. So disclaimer to the listeners out there. This is the first time that you've been on the A Square Podcast. First off, welcome and subscribe, but you're probably about to unsubscribe. So just be prepared for that. Aaron, over the history, over this last year, tend to almost get us canceled. So we have to keep Aaron in a box of when he can get us canceled. Yeah. So every now and again, Aaron gets his own segment, talk about get us canceled. So he's on the clock. He gets 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And y'all see, I just start the time now. Time has started.
First of all, I want to say, the first thing I want to say is I am a fan. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of this person. I love this person's work. But what we not going to do, Antonio, is we not going to stand on people contradicting themselves, bro. Not going to do that. We're not doing it anymore. A few weeks ago, one of the biggest podcasts, Shay Sharp, Club Shay Shay, had Cat Williams on there. Cat Williams, let everybody have it. Cool. Ari Spears needs to come talk to me, bro.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why. Again, I am a fan. A few years ago, I sent Ari Spears a DM and I asked him humbly, I'm a fan of yours. I love your work. I followed you since I was a kid with Mad TV. I watch your movies. You're a great actor. I would love and be honored for you to come on the A Square Podcast and talk to us about the state of comedy. Talk to us about your stand-up career, so on and so forth. He hit me back. Hey, I'm honored to do so. I would love to do that. Here's my email address. This is the day that I would love to come on.
We need to talk about
cool.
some stuff that we've been through, too.
Yeah. Oh,
we need
yeah.
to, I'm glad you brought this up, because we never talked about this. But
and we will.
I'm glad you're speaking on it. Go ahead.
And we will. And I thought I would never come to this day, bro. So I email him. hey, what day, when would you be available? Come on. He said such and such. I hit you up. You say, cool. No problem. Shortly after that, I sent him a message. Hey, you know, we're approaching the date. You still good? It says seen. I said, all right, you must be busy. Life happens. No problem. That time comes and passes. I send another message. Hey, just checking in. You know, let me know whenever you're available to come on the pod. You said you want to come on. It's cool. No answer. Send him another message. Hey, my man, we would love to have you on, but if your schedule doesn't permit, if you can't, it's cool. Just tell me no, and we'll move on. He leaving me on red, bro. A little bit after that, he goes on Vlad TV, and you know what he started talking about, bro?
What are you talking about, Kurt?
You know what he started talking about? You know one thing I hate, Vlad? I hate when the big guy, you know, tells the person that they're a fan and that they're this, that, and the third, and so on and so forth, and they say they want to do work with them and they want to do this, that, and the third, and then they just ghost them. You know, I hate that. You know, what I love, Vlad, is I would just love for that person to tell us no. Just tell me no. That's all I want. If you tell me no, I got no problem, Vlad. Contradiction, bro. He did the same thing to us that he complains about other people doing to him.
And I'm going to give Aaron more time because I'm interjecting.
Let's get it.
Aaron said our interview with him, let's say it's 3 p.m. I'm doing something. But for Aaron Spears, I'll stop what I'm doing, go to my car, and do the interview.
Absolutely.
I sat in my car for 45 minutes waiting for a dude to join.
Facts.
So this is all facts, what Aaron's saying. But go ahead, proceed. My fault. I'll give you extra minute.
So my issue is just that. It's that contradiction is to going on different platforms and complaining about people basically punching down at you. And then when people have something to say about you, for example, Joe Budden has something to say about Aries Spears after Aries attacked Joe Budden. And he sends Joe Budden a message like, hey, I would love to come on the pod and talk about what I said, so on and so forth. Guess what happened? Your ass got ignored. Now you go back on your podcast. And first of all, bro, I'm hot, bro. First of all, number one, he done been in movies, doing podcasts. He's stand-up. Wonderful work. Get a mic boom, bro. Get a fucking mic. I'm hot. That's right now, bro. Get a mic boom. I am so tired of watching him and Steinberg hold their mics like two penises in their hand and talk from a Red Roof Inn. I am so tired of seeing that. I had to stop listening to the podcast. I'm not going to do that no more. These booms range from $20 to $100. I will cash app you the $100 tonight.
No, we're not doing that.
Get the boom, bro.
No.
Get the boom. Get the boom. Again, now.
Yeah, one more minute.
This is quick. He goes at Cat Williams talking about how Cat Williams is coming at other artists and so on and so forth. And he's so far about black. And then he says, let's unite and go against the man and the black people and the black this and black. Let's do black, black. Contradiction. You went at Kevin Hart. You went at Mike Epps. And you went to all these people, and now you're going to jump on the side of them and say, let's all come together and go against the man. You need to get yourself together and stop punching down at the people that are smaller than you. That's all I have to say. I know we ain't the biggest platform in the world, but don't tell me, yes, you coming on. Don't say, yes, let's schedule this, and then you don't show up and then go on Vlad and talk about how people do the same thing to you, and I'm done.
Hey, man, I think that deserves an applause, too, man.
I appreciate it. Hey.
And you stuck to the time, bro. You
and I'm a fan.
6 minutes and 8 seconds, man. You stuck to the time.
And I'm a fan.
I'm proud of you.
And I'm a fan.
I'm proud of you, man.
I hope you don't think I'm not a fan. I'm a fan. Just not a fan of that.
No, I totally agree. You know, and we try to, obviously people reach out to us too. So we don't want to be those people who we're contradicting ourselves, right?
We don't
so
do
we
that.
We try our best to accommodate, adjust. join our show. We've had plenty of people join the show before, or things just don't work out. So if y'all listen out there, want to come on just to shoot the shit, or you got some hot topic, let's go. Let's talk.
Absolutely.
About it. I agree with you, DJ.
100%.
I agree, man.
Sure.
Can we get to the shits, man?
Let's get it. One more thing, Aries. If I didn't, I'm sorry. Shit, I mean, and I'm a fan. I'm a fan, bro. Love your stand-ups. And I'm a go.
Oh, my God.
I'm a go. That's crazy. I'm a go see him.
That's hilarious. But let's talk about something that's still hot off the presses. It's still baking up. The potential for this is going to be astronomical.
Okay.
Listeners out there, if you do not know, there's a high schooler right now. Shout out to the Colts, bro. Shout out to the Colts, man.
Shout out to the Colts.
It's a high school football player out there, DJ.
Mm-hmm.
He's a junior right now, tearing up the scenes as linebacker. That's on defense to the people who don't know football, what's going on. He's from Indiana. What's some of the best names that you think of, Aaron? I mean, you just hear people's name. What's some good names?
Some good names in college football?
No, just in general that you met or whatever. Like Bobo. You know, we know Bobo. Hey. Bobo's a crazy name.
Oh, yeah. Bobo's a crazy name.
Crazy name.
Man, I can't think of any that's crazy right off the
Sauce
right
Gardner. You know what I'm saying? Your name is Sauce, right?
Yeah, like, but his name is not Sauce, bro.
Oh, okay.
I found out they be faking the names, bro. They be faking these.
Ain't names. Like Dak Prescott name something it's crazy. It's like CeeDee Lamb is
North Dakota Prescott.
North Dakota. Southwest Prescott.
Yeah.
Northwest, right? Kanye's
Northwest?
Daughter, right? North
yeah.
or son, whatever it is.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
But there's a young gentleman. Keep in mind, he's in high school. He's a junior, about to be a senior, plays football. He's white and he's from Indiana.
Okay.
His name is Noah Nigga.
I thought you were supposed to say, I just called it. I said, if you say anything with an M word,
his name is Noah Nigga.
That's his middle name. Nigga gotta be his middle name.
NoahKnigga, my guy. Look it up.
Yo,
so it's been making its circulations around the because I guess he's taking a trip to West Virginia. Like he's getting recruited. Yeah. Like he's good.
Yeah.
These commentators,
they cooking him up. They can't say
nothing. They're nervous.
Noah K, you got to.
Like he catch an interception, man. That nigga gone, boy. God damn, can you?
Up the sideline.
That nigga cooking. You know what I'm saying?
Just like hell.
It's going to be.
They got to change his, it.
Yeah. He's got to legally change it or I don't know. It. I have never seen like small print on the back of a jersey. That's what they're going to have to put. Like K and then like small jersey.
Where are the parents, bro? Like you got to think. Their parents have to own like. A lot of niggas. Like they got to own a lot. It got to be a whole nigga family. It got to be, they got to be like car dealers, like realtors, like own, that's tough, bro. Where you can't change the name. Like Henry Ford.
Man, like
it'd be like, we going to nigga field.
Like going to family. Like, there's a lot of niggas in here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that.
If DJ. If he get married.
Oh my God. She has to hyphenate it. Or she has to keep her name. She can't. She can't switch her name. I don't know. But
Kathy Myra Nigga. But no, she always gone by
Karen.
Myra?
Karen Nigga?
Karen
Nigga.
If
he marries
crazy.
A Karen?
Karen Nigga's crazy.
If he marries a Karen, hey, I'm not, I haven't lied to y'all one time, H Square Podcast. Look it up.
He gotta have to change. He gotta change that.
N-I-G-G-A.
He gotta change it, bro.
Not good, but I'm here
change
for
it.
I hope he win the Heisman. He's got to win the Heisman.
Or he doesn't get it. Or he don't get in the league, bro.
First round draft pick, a nigga getting picked number one? Yes. What you mean? That's poetic. I love it, bro. But, hey, that's just me, man. Look it up. So we gonna
gotta
stay tuned
him.
With my man in a couple years.
We got to follow him.
We out there, man. But that's what I got with that, man.
All right, so check this out. Another news. Whoa, it's been a wild 23 days in media. As you all know, last year, Angela Yee, she left the Breakfast Club. Antonio and I talked about it. Who's going to be a co-host? Antonio said, hey, it's over. It's a wrap. I said, no, it ain't a wrap. Then they said, hey, Envy, you going to jail. Antonio said, it's a wrap, bro. It's over. And they had rotating guests. A lot of people came through. Jason Lee, I thought, was a great person. But it'd probably be hard to have three guys, even if he is gay. Three guys on the radio station kind of be hard. You got to have a woman's perspective as well, I would assume, I would hope. Yeah. So they had a lot of different people. And a lot of the people that they had, one of the people that they really loved was Jess Hilarious. Jess Hilarious came on, and I'll be the first person to say public reading wasn't her thing, bro. Public reading wasn't her thing, bro. But she went away for a little while. Once she went away, I started thinking to myself, I started saying, man, you know, what's crazy is that they're having these rotating guests, and they're bringing a lot of the same people back, like Claudia Jordan. They brought back Jason Lee again. They brought back a couple of other hosts, a couple of people from Chicago. You know what I'm saying? They brought in a couple of people. I'm like, I'm not a huge fan of Jess Hilarious, but she flowed well with the situation. They said they would have a solid pick. First round draft pick. So our second pick of the Breakfast Club people starting out this year. Only people show up is Charlamagne and Envy again. Some odd is going on. I thought it was odd because, number one, you're going into a new year. You guys have had vacation. You would think that they would pick somebody, right? So they asked Charlamagne on the streets. Charlamagne, what's going on? Nonchalant Charla was like, what you mean? I know one thing. I ain't going to rotating guest again. I ain't going to that. I don't know what happened. Charlamagne don't know nothing. Envy don't know nothing. Rubber. That's all they know.
Rubber. That's hilarious.
Rubber. That's all they know. They don't know nothing. So today, on this fine Tuesday, Charlamagne says, you know, there's a couple of artists out there. This person reminds me of Mary J. Blige. You know, this person reminds me of such and such. Envy chimes in like, yeah, this is the new such and such. This is the new such and such. Jess Hilarious comments, these niggas old. I hate when these old people start talking about the young generation. You the same person that announced a few weeks ago that you are going to be the third host of the Breakfast Club.
She announced it.
They didn't announce it. She did. And now she's coming at them and talking about them. Antonio, where we at with the Breakfast Club, bro?
A Square Podcast, man. They can join. They can come on with us. We can have four males up here. What up? That's it. It's a wrap.
We gonna say it's not good. They not good, kid.
They
not good, kid. It's crazy because, you know, in 2024 and all these years, you know, entertainment and media has changed. We can go from a long time ago, and I say a long time ago because we're talking 10, 15 years ago. If an artist is out, it don't matter if you are a new artist or an old artist. Used to have to work a record. Shout out to my guy, DJ 007, mm-hmm. who just had this conversation with me. Used to have to work a record, and you would start sometime during the winter and work the record up until the summertime and make it pop, right? Now, you got these artists who can sell out arenas tomorrow if that song is hot today.
If it's a TikTok dance. It'll sell.
You go to the Breakfast Club, you on. After that, it's podcast. You know what I'm saying? It that's just what it is. So to me, this is news. This is big for them not to have a third host in this time right now, and they've been rotating for a year. this is news and this is big. This is big in media because this usually does not happen, Antonio.
And I would like to see, I guess, their ratings, see if it is dropping on a business aspect, right? See if their bosses are feeling this. And for them, like, that's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
It was a lot of work with three people.
Yeah.
And obviously they had more people. We even had the producer come on, right?
We had Dramos. It's like, yep.
We had other, they have a whole team, but the main three characters, that was still a lot of work.
Yeah.
Now it's only two people doing that.
You asking Envy to do the rumor report,
bro,
the
make
mix,
a mix and, talk about hot topics, do
and Charlamagne to show
tell
up
me
on
why
time.
You mad.
Yeah. Charlamagne to show up on time.
Yeah. And Charlamagne has a lot of
extra
duties outside of that. So
absolutely.
I don't know.
So I hate this. I don't want to see a downfall is what I'm saying, but it's ugly going into February if you don't have a third person that's, you know, helping contribute.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't know what happened there. From what I did hear, I don't know. This is allegedly. Only thing I will say is I heard that Jess was hired and fired. Is what I heard. I don't know how true that is, but that's something that in the words of Chris Broussard would say. Sources said.
So yeah,
that's what happened. So I don't know. I wish her
and all the other parties the best of luck. I mean,
I'm gonna do what Charlamagne always. I'm sending them healing energy, bro.
I'm not, but I feel you. To the listeners out there, make sure you like and subscribe. We are live right now.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
We're gonna try to go live a lot more. We're also live on Facebook. And on Facebook,
sure.
We got a I got Trent, man. Shout out,
hey,
to Trent, bro.
What up, Trent?
Have people send us some questions. So
okay,
he says talk about. Hartsfield Jackson Airport, which is the Atlanta airport, or BMI, which is the Bloomington airport, bro. He said, just talk about it. He said, stuff's always broke. Trent, I want you to understand, bro. First off, congratulations on your promotion.
No doubt.
He got promoted, he got the move and what he was looking for, the family,
for sure.
You know, the family got. So congratulations to him.
For sure.
This is Atlanta, bro. This is the number one busiest airport in the world. I didn't say in Georgia. I didn't say in the U.S. In the world. It's number one. They don't care about you, bro.
You the least.
You still think, oh, well, you know, I'm going to a big city. And yeah, like I'm coming from a smaller city and they care about me. They don't care about you here, bro.
They don't.
Get out the way. Get on the board. Get on the train or get out the way, bro. But hey, it is what it is.
What I would tell him is to try that in a small town. You get more response in a small town, you're gonna get there. It's not gonna work. Hey, you have to be ready. You have to be ready when you get there. First of all, number one, you got to walk fast. That's number one. So that way you can avoid the bullshit. That's number one. Number two. You got to be cornbread, bro. They're going to fight anyway. So just, hey, they're not going to shut the airport down. So they going to fight. They going to steal. You're going to see people running for no reason.
Item stole. It don't matter. Right, right.
Just get on the train, bro. Just get to the train and don't force yourself. Just wait till the next train if there's too many people going on the first train. You got to figure it out, man.
He said the ice truck or the icing trucks were broke. So, let me talk to the listeners who I guess haven't had to fly through cold weather, right? So when it's too cold and obviously you're going to be going fast, it's going to get colder. They have to de-ice the plane.
Yeah.
Which if it's organized, de-icing the plane might take 20 minutes, right? Like everybody will board the plane and then you'll be in a line. It's assembly line, right? So you'll go, they'll say, all right, we're next up in the icing. You'll go. And it's a big ass, like a sprayer, like a fogger, and they de-ice the whole plane. And then you get the fly off, right? So everything don't freeze when you go.
If it works that way.
Organized. And the timing when you going, bro.
Yeah.
So they could say, we got to de-ice this plane. But shit, the dude who iced it, he running late. Shit, he in traffic. So you're going to be on this plane for a couple hours.
Yeah.
And like my guy said, the icing truck broke. So they said, well, shit, we hope. We're going to hope and pray.
That's it.
Nothing wrong.
And you got to hope you at the, look, if you fly in Frontier or Spirit,
man,
the trailer is 3 blocks outside the fucking airport. So you going to have to walk 35 miles to get to the, to just to get to the end of the airport. So take your time anyway, because the pilots ain't even there yet. The pilot ain't woke up yet. He's still sitting in Denzel Washington room with a baddie.
Still trying to get,
with a baddie, still trying to, he's drunk from the night before. He got to get coked up before he get to the flight.
And Trent said he got off the plane, looked at it, inspected it, and got back home. That's crazy.
You see what I'm saying? That's not good. They not good, gang.
You should have head nodded you, Trent. He should be like,
this is what I'm saying.
That's all bad, bro.
This is crazy.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Trent. Hopefully, good luck with the rest of your trips, bro. I don't know what to tell you, dog.
Good luck, man. Good luck.
Not looking good.
Antonio, we did talk about taking a week or whatever to tell the people that we were going to wait a little bit of time to talk about the Dave Chappelle stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a chance to watch it?
I did.
Okay. Let's start with takeaways. Antonio, your thoughts and, you know, how you felt about it.
So Dave Chappelle is probably my favorite stand-up artist. And I don't even know if I would say comedian, because I got to go over, you know, Eddie Murphy and all, like, I got to go through the whole list. But I would say stand-up. Dave Chappelle is my favorite. So much. I got to see Dave Chappelle before he left and went to Africa, right? Like, before the situation happened with, was that VH1 or who was it? Comic View.
Comedy Central. Yeah.
Comedy Central, right? So I actually got to see him before he had that debacle with that. Right, after season 1. Season 1 or season 2?
Season 2.
It was my graduation high school present. So I got to see him. Hilarious. And to this day, I still haven't heard those jokes. So it's just phenomenal that I didn't see a special of these jokes. So it felt like that was just for the people that was there, right?
Right.
If you listen to our last episode, I think we had Game Over on. Was that our
Game
last
Over
episode?
Was on.
Right?
Shout out to Game Over. Yep.
He said he really doesn't like Dave Chappelle. You know, it's a certain kind of preference. Funny to him. It's his preference, right?
Yeah.
I've never heard that tape, but I understood it. So in hearing him, you're saying this is one of the top Dave Chappelle specials. So I said, I was ready.
One of my favorite,
On Netflix, I think it's about 55 minutes or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's out. Dave Chappelle, his first 5-10 minutes, the first joke, that's what you do with Dave Chappelle walks you down and you don't know where he's going.
Yeah.
Hilarious first joke. Hilarious.
Him and Jim Carrey.
I love it.
I got it.
It's brilliant.
It's brilliant. Y'all gotta you can see it for yourselves. Got it.
Unfortunately, after that, DJ, I think I compared everything else to that first joke, and it never surpassed that first joke.
It didn't
to
hit,
me.
Yeah, okay.
So I started to not like what I'm watching, because I'm like, what are we doing with this, bro? Like, come on, man, let's get to it. And I don't know if, number one, if I'd have felt like that if I didn't hear Game Over's take.
Mm-hmm.
Or, and your take, because you said this is one of the top ones, so I already had high expectations. Or I just paid attention more. I don't know why, but I don't know why I just felt like it wasn't natural. Like, let me just watch this and then entertain it. I was more critique mode. So that's how I felt about it. I'm not going to discourage anybody from watching it, because I think you should. Anything Dave Chappelle, I'm watching.
Yeah, for sure.
But for me, those are a couple hits that I took just because of the mind frame I was in. But I wasn't mad that I watched it. It didn't live up to the hype that I was thinking. But that was my take on it, bro.
So my take was, and I'm going to stand beside it. I'm going to say that it was, in my opinion, one of his best stand-ups. The reason why is because of exactly what you just said. The beginning setup. I'm setting you up for something that you had absolutely no idea.
Man.
In fact, the only reason why I knew anything about how Jim Carrey was and how he absorbs himself into that, into a role, is because of
Method
how
acting.
He did
Method
the
acting.
Grinch.
Yep.
They said the same thing about him as the Grinch. And to this day, this is the first year I actually, first time ever this Christmas season, I watched The Grinch. I have never watched that Grinch. I watched it unlimited this year. This is the first time I watched it more than The Christmas Story. Thanks to my daughter. I watched it. When he gets into a role, he takes the role to the next level. Don't call him nothing else but that person. Same thing. Fun with Dick and Jane, one of the funniest movies ever, because he went to the role of literally, I ain't got nothing no more. I lost everything. I thought I had something, and I ain't got nothing. So he went into that role. And the range that Jim Carrey has had, I can't remember the name of the movie. You'll know it. Scary Movie, Room something 69 or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know.
Yeah, Scary Movie. He went into that role, and people said the same thing. So the setup of it. After that, I loved every transgender joke that there was and all the stuff that it was, because we got to have some type of sense of humor in the world nowadays. If the people that he surrounds himself with are of all cultures, races, whether you're handicapped, whether you are transgender, whatever it is, I enjoy the jokes because those are the people that he surrounds himself with. And I don't think there's another comedian that does that. I think they talk about worldly stuff, but I don't get that. You know what I'm saying? From them. I feel like they take it from the news or from what's going on. He's taking it from the inner circle. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I think that is awesome. So again, to the people out there, check it out. Don't be don't walk into it. I would say don't walk into a bias, because as soon as I saw it, I won't say I was like super excited, but I will say that I was like, bro, you dropped this on New Year's. I'm not watching this tonight. You know, this is to me, it was the worst time to watch it. But to the defense, it was like the best time to watch, because I knew a day or two afterwards, I'm going to watch it. It was like perfect. You know what I mean? I thoroughly enjoyed it. And to the people out there, I am a comedian. I love stand-up comedy. I watch everybody, including Ari Spears. So we'll it's a lot more going on. Antonio, you want to talk about Mos Def and Drake?
Hold on, no, not now, right now, no, bro, not right now. I want to get into we always talk about different things on the podcast, man. So I want to get to know you even more, and you're going to get to know some of my answers. So what are some stressful games for you, DJ? It could be board games, video games, card games, anything. What's when people say we finna do this, you like, oh, shit, here we go. What up? Tell me some good games. You want me to go first?
No, I ain't got to think. I'm going top three.
Go.
Off the bat.
And y'all let us know, too, in the comments. Let us know.
Off the bat, Monopoly is three. Monopoly is three because it's first of all, it's long as hell. Bro, you're gonna play for a long time.
That's a commitment. That's like Lord of the Rings, all three movies. Like, you gotta clear your schedule for that. I got facts. You.
Number two, spades. Spades is number two, stress. It's too many people to please, bro. I gotta please my partner. I gotta talk with the best of them, and I gotta worry about the guy behind me that's waiting on to get on the table. You know what I'm saying? The hater. I always call him that hater. You know what I'm saying? That's waiting to get on the table.
Yeah, for sure.
And number one, all time, Call of Duty, bro.
Call of Duty to the max.
Call of Duty, bro. Cause nothing you do is good enough.
To the max.
I got 6 kills, 766 damage, and everybody is screaming on the mic. He's right there. Right. One shot. How? Why would you do it? And then everybody mute up, and then everybody come back pissed off more than they was, bro. There's no pleasing nobody. And that includes, it don't matter how good I'm playing, I'm saying, bro, why are you on the other side of the map? We all right here. Now you down, and now you want us to come and save you? No. It's That's ugly, bro. That's so there's no pleasing nobody in Call of Duty.
I like that top three, bro. So my three would be Spades.
Okay.
I don't get nervous, but I know it's going to be. Let me put Spades and Dice. Shooting craps. I've seen too many fights.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've seen Takeoff. Who passed away?
Takeoff
died from a Dice game, being there. So those two, Dice and Spades, are tied for me at number three.
Family will kill you, bro. Family will kill you.
Fact. Or you can't get invited back no more. Have you ever not been invited to a family reunion? Like, that's crazy.
Actually, I have. But it wasn't for that.
That's crazy.
That's other reasons.
So those would be my two, number three, even though I tied those.
Got it.
My number two would be poker. Mm. Poker, because everything matters. How you look, how you act, your mannerisms, the cards, luck, it don't matter. You can win with the worst hand and you can lose with one of the best hands and vice versa, right? So there's so many scenarios where you have to be on your P's and Q's at all time. So the stress level is just all the way up there for me. So poker would be my number two. Okay. Number one all time is Call of Duty, bro. Call of Duty is so toxic, but it's needed, bro. It's like I guarantee all the world problems will be solved if you let different countries just talk shit and curse each other out, say the most racist, homophobic stuff other than battle rap out there, and then they're gonna be cool after, right? Have North Korea clutch a win for South Korea. I guarantee they're gonna unite. BFF. Now they're like, hey, when you gonna get back on tomorrow? I promise you. Israel and Pakistan, have them play duo trios.
Turn off proximity chat.
Proximity chat.
Turn it off.
Somebody says Fortnite. They said they can't keep up with the building.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Shout out real quick.
I've just found this out, and a couple of my guys and I, we played it, and people are probably going to call us y'all whack or whatever the case may be, but they put a no-build game mode in Fortnite. So it's basically like, you know, Call of Duty or whatever the case may be.
Right.
So it's just no building, which I'm cool with, but they call us trash because we're not playing the game how it's supposed to be. It's like, all right, so Resurgence, right? People will be like, man, y'all playing Resurgence? That's trash. You're ass because you're playing where you gonna instantly come back anyway, which I get it because that wasn't the original game mode, but it's a game mode for everybody, which I appreciate.
That's a fact. So there was a list that came out of the top five video games, most stressful video games of all time.
Okay.
Top five.
Okay.
Number five, Fortnite. We just talked about it. All right. We talked about, like I said, it's kind of like it's a play on Call of Duty, even though Call of Duty, that style of Call of Duty came after Fortnite, right? So Fortnite. Number four, Dark Souls. I ain't never played Dark Souls. Have you?
Mm-mm.
I don't know. I know I play Resident Evil, and I don't know if they're the same, but playing Resident Evil at night? Nah, I ain't.
Don't do that.
I'm
that's rest.
I'm good.
That's rest.
You got to mix the healths and all that shit.
Don't do it. You open that door.
But Dark Souls, so all of my video game heads out there, I'm sure they know what it is. Yeah. Number three, all time, Call of Duty. Even though that's both our number one stressful games, but it was number three. Number two, FIFA football, or, you know, soccer.
I can see that.
It's very competitive, bro.
I can see
that. And this ain't football where it's like everybody kind of know the rules, or basketball. You can just shoot half court shot. FIFA, if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to get cooked up. Believe it. You're going to lose 10 to nothing.
I believe
quick.
It. Fit. I
believe it. Number one, all-time video game, most stressful, Mario Kart.
What?
I'm sure Mario Kart probably started a lot of fights. Or you got to be good.
I kind of agree with that a little bit, because think about it. Like, how many
red shells going to cook you?
And you don't play Call of Duty sitting next to somebody. You got to think about that, too. How many games? We grew up playing games sitting right next to somebody.
GoldenEye? What? Oh my God.
We broke a door at our friend's Kyle's house. Well, I didn't break it. He broke it. He threw a controller at the wall.
Yeah.
While playing Madden. That's ugly. Like, there's, yeah. So sitting next to somebody, I could definitely see that. I can definitely
see
that.
So they said Mario Kart was the most stressful game of all time, man. So
for sure.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool, man.
I guess my last thing that I'll talk about real quick, man. Bro, we got to stop, Antonio. It has to stop. At some point, I know that everybody loves documentaries about murderers and killers and all this stuff, bro. But Gypsy Rose got to come talk to us, bro.
Who's Gypsy Rose, man?
The Gyp got to come talk to us, bro.
Who is that, man?
Gypsy Rose, to the people that's out there. Speaks like this, and that's my mom. All right, check this out. To make a long story short, y'all got to watch the documentary, yo. This chick is crazy, yo. All right, so number one, for the people that's out there, I'm going to cut it real quick. Moms is crazy and dopes up the kid to make the kid think that she paralyzed, that she need all these surgeries, that she need all this stuff done to herself, and she need her teeth taken out, so on and so forth.
Hold on, what?
Yeah, Gypsy, bro. The gyp is crazy, bro.
That's good.
So the Gypsy girl says, after all the surgeries, everything, mom is crazy. Mom is wilding, bro. Mom is crazy, so on and so forth. Gypsy meets a guy on the internet during a time where the internet ain't as popping as it's popping how it is right now. How you could just go on there. She's younger than the mom, so obviously once she learns how to use the internet, so on and so forth, her mom don't know how to use that. But her mom's got hella doctors doing surgeries on her, all kinds of crazy stuff. Y'all gotta watch the documentary, okay?
What's it on, Netflix or something? Or what?
Everything. Oh, it ain't okay. It's on everything. It's a global phenomenon.
No disrespect.
It's a global phenomenon,
my
bro.
My fault, kids.
Gypsy.
Listen, Aaron.
You having an unnatural allegiance to losers does not like you.
Yeah. Sorry. That's what she said.
I'm sorry.
So then she says, hey, I met this guy. I like this guy. I'm going to keep playing this role in my head. This is how I'm writing the story. Y'all write it the way you want to write it. I'm writing it the way I see it. She said, hey, I like this dude. Something, you know, I'm getting to be a teenager. I'm starting to have hormones. He said, hey, I'll do anything for you. She said, anything? He said, yeah, anything. I want you to be my private dancer. She said, I'll do it. Say, oh, I ain't bad.
But
her mom did her dirty, bro. Like, she was injecting her with all kinds of drugs. Like, literally everything. Made her think that.
Made her sick?
I can't remember the Munchausen syndrome. Made her sick and made her believe that she was sick.
That's a real thing.
So
yeah.
They had her hooked up to all kinds of machines and everything. Like, it's ugly, bro. I don't know how the doctors have not been charged with murder and whatnot. I can't understand that. I'm trying to cut this as short as I can. So she meets a guy, falls in love. The guy and her put a conspiracy to kill the mom. Guy comes in the house, stabs her mom up 150,000 times, kills the mom. They go to the court. The court said, hey, no, y'all both cooked them up, so you got to go to jail too. She go to jail, he go to jail. She spent almost 10 years in jail. She gets out. He's still in jail, Antonio. She out. She doing hella interviews right now, right? She doing an interview on everything that's out. She on Good Morning America. She on everything because everybody's looking at her like she's the victim. And to people in the world, she is the victim. Like, if you do something like that to your kid, you're the victim. You know what I'm saying? Like, she may have, in her words, she was saying to him, would you do this to my mom because she's doing this to me or whatever the case would be? But he's the one that did it. She didn't do it. He did it. But here's the thing. He's still in jail.
Oh, shit.
She out. Married than a motherfucker with somebody
that good.
She married. Hey. Oh, she live, baby. Hey. She live.
New year, new me.
All her life, she been 13, bro. She's still on the internet talking like this. Am I? And all this.
And I want to she sounds like a great candidate to come on the podcast, but I can't do that voice, bro. I can't do it.
She can't come on this podcast.
Yeah, man.
We open the doors to a whole lot of people. That day going to be the Antonio podcast that day. So,
have her on, bro.
So, here's the thing. One of the questions that they asked during the interview on I think it's Good Morning America. One of the things they asked her is, do you think your mom's a bad person? She said, no, I didn't. I don't think my mom was a bad person. I think that my mom was battling a lot of demons. And I hate that she pretty much is gone. Even though she essentially told her boyfriend to kill her mom. Now, here's the interesting part I take out of this. Because she online heavy, bro. She in a whole nother argument. She in an argument right now with some stuff we'll talk about next week, because I want that to keep cooking, bro. I want them to ask.
I got to do my Googles on her, bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
I need them to add some seasoned salt, Lowry's to it. I need it all before we talk about the next one. But here's the biggest thing I take away from so far. This situation happened. Your ex-boyfriend is still in prison for a long time because he actually did murder the mom. You know what I'm saying? And she's married to another guy and living her best life while still talking like she's 13. In the murder case, and when you watch it, Antonio, what I want you to pay attention to is that when her ex-boyfriend and her are talking about sexual favors and things that they do, you know, to each other sexually, I want you to pay attention to the competence of this girl. Because they say she was like 13 years old all this time, and that she was, you know, had been put under all this medication and all these different things. But she was able to be competent enough to A, go on the internet, get on a dating site, find a boyfriend, act out certain things sexually, putting on lingerie, certain different things. And even to the point where things that he would say he likes, certain things like domination, certain different things. And she was all in. But she didn't. But in her words, she didn't know anything. And that's where my problem comes in at. It's like, to me, it's like, you're smarter than you acted. I'm not saying you know everything.
Yeah.
But I'm saying you're smarter than you acted. So I want the people out there, if you ain't seen it, this is something that I watched several years ago, but I didn't know that she was getting out. I thought she was going to be in jail forever, which I think she should be in jail.
Obviously I haven't seen, you've seen 99% of what, more than what I've seen, right? So
this is tough. Yeah,
just listening to what you're saying, it sounds crazy or insane, but
yeah,
what I don't know, but what if she got a hold of like a porno or something, right? And she saw that and she was saying that to the dude, right? Acting it out, fantasizing, but she don't know what that means. I'll give you a prime example. I'm in middle school. And this is when wrestling to me was at the highest peak, because that's when I was full on wrestling. Right. We were stone cold stunning people in the hallway, bro.
Yeah, facts.
And this is when X-Pac, Triple H, China, all of them,
hey,
all
of
them
it.
Is saying suck it.
Yeah.
Suck it.
And we doing that.
I'm doing that to teachers. I'm writing that in my book. I'm probably, 12? I don't know. How old are you in middle school? I don't know. 11, 12? No, about 12, 13. Yeah,
about 11, 12. 11 and 13.
I'm writing, 13, I'm talking crazy. Suck it. I'm not just doing it. I don't know what none of that means, DJ. So what I'm saying is it.
But for her, the lawyer could say,
"Hey, at least this is what her case was." And once again, I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
That lawyer, bro. The lawyer was lawyering.
It's what's his name? Young Thug's lawyer.
Hey.
Yeah.
Bro. So if y'all ain't seen it, I've watched it. I think I watched years ago. I watched the Lifetime episode of it, episode. Like
this
that's how
old then.
That's what I'm saying. And she just got out. She's still that's my man. She's still acting like that. She's still acting like. But you guys gotta watch the documentary, and the act like you guys gotta watch like the movie version of it. In the documentary,
it's a movie?
Yes,
what
they made a movie out of it and a documentary out of it, and it's so deep because the mom, truly, the mom was dirty.
Which one's better, or which one should I watch?
Personally, it's equal because it's so on point, and I'll put the description in there for everybody, right? Because it's so the movie was so on point. With the documentary, ain't no lies in either one. It's ain't no fabrication. Like these are things that really happened for her mom to do that, and you know it's very deep. But what I'm saying is for her to get out and be an adult now and talking about this, and she only been in jail for 9 years. For her to be able to articulate herself the way that she is, mm-hmm. I said from the very beginning. I don't believe that she didn't know what she was doing. I can't. You know what I'm saying? I just can't believe that she just didn't know nothing. For her to say, I didn't know he was really going to go through with it. But y'all mapped the whole situation out?
Yeah.
You was there? You unlocked the door?
How old was the guy? She was 13. How old was the dude?
I think they're around the same.
Okay.
All right. Teenagers, like, you know what I'm saying? Situation like that.
All right, but either way, that's my homework for next episode.
He chopped moms up, bro.
All right. No more spoilers, man. Let me watch it.
You got to watch it.
Yeah, no more.
It's ugly, bro. It's ugly. Right. But y'all got to watch that.
Last thing I got, like we said, I'm wearing the Colts jersey because I'm always going to be a Colts fan, bro. I don't care who left. It's only the Colts to me. But we're getting down to the nitty gritty, bro. Last four teams. Before we know the Super Bowl matchups, you got 49ers versus the Lions.
Yep.
And then you got the Chiefs versus Ravens. So you got any picks or what?
Nope.
Before we go?
I ain't going to say nothing because I already got my plan.
All right.
I already got my plan.
You say your plan if it goes through to the Super Bowl or what? Or your plans after the Super Bowl?
I'm going to wait until after this week.
Okay. All right.
And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to say what I got to say because I got. Hey,
if it's right or wrong, you're going to say it?
I keep receipts, bro.
All right, cool.
I keep receipts.
Me, my picks, I got the 49ers beating the Lions. And then it's almost a toss up. Obviously, everybody wants the Ravens to win. I don't care who wins. And it'll be good to see Lamar Jackson make it to a Super Bowl. But the Chiefs, I don't know. They're the new Patriots. They just won't die, bro. So I don't know. That's a toss-up game to me. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I can tell you what I don't want to see real quick.
Okay.
As much as I love Patrick Mahomes, he is phenomenal. He true. For him to be throwing to these receivers who are ass, bro. They're ass, bro. I said receivers. Now, I ain't say tight end. I said receivers. They are ass. They're terrible.
He was playing ass too for like 2 months, but
who is he throwing to, bro? Like,
hey, but you don't want to see you don't want to see shake it off.
Fact. Listen, Antonio, the Ravens have to cook.
The
Chiefs, they have to cook them. Like they have to go in with a mindset that we have to win 40-17. Because if it's 37-40. They're going to tie that game and y'all going to overtime and shake it off. It's going to the Super Bowl, bro. Mm-hmm. It just is what it is. Like, I see it. I can feel the energy. And I'm not saying anything is rigged. Only thing I'm saying is that we talking about ratings, bro. I would never say a player is throwing the game. I'm talking about specific ratings. We've been seeing this all season long. This dude ain't had no receivers. He's throwing to people that are wide open that's dropping the ball, that's wearing the Cheetah's number. Number 10 is dropping the ball. It's not good. Like, they're not – and for them to get to this point, The Ravens got to go handle business. They got to go handle business. And I'll just say it like that, because I don't want to hear Taylor Swift, Usher at halftime. You know what I'm saying? It takes away from the game to me. And that's just why I don't. And I love Patrick Mahomes. Right. I love Kelsey.
All right. So we'll give our Super Bowl picks after next episode, because we'll know who's there. Okay. So thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you like and subscribe. All the people who joined us on Riverside or joined us on Facebook, thank y'all. Make sure y'all like the video. Share it too, bro. You know what I'm saying?
We love
new listeners, new family members, man. Word. So thank y'all, bro.
Thank y'all. And again, asquarepodcast.com. Shout out to Wolf's Mane Beer Care. All the links to what we talked about will be in the bottom for you guys to check out. Definitely the Gypsy Rose. I'm definitely going to put that down there. Y'all got to check that out so we can talk about it next week. It's going to blow your mind if you ain't seen it. If you have seen it, chime in. Let's talk about it. Antonio, what do you always tell the people before we get out of here, dog?
We love y'all, man. Thanks for rocking with us. 2024 is going to be a great year for us. We got some things trust me, when I say we're working on some stuff, we're working on some major things. Cornbread Movie Review. I got the Book of Clarence coming out this week. So check out my review, or check out the movie first too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Always just support movies in general. But definitely, bro, it's cold out here, bro. So y'all better have some shoes by your feet, bro. It's cold. No, at least keep your socks on, because when it's time to go, it's time to go, bro. That's it.
No doubt. And I'll leave y'all with this right here, man. Again, I will say from the top of this podcast to the end of the podcast, I don't want my man's Aries. I don't want him to get angry with anything that we said. It's going to be some clicks on this. I don't want you to be angry with this. I just want you to take it for what it is, bro. I love you. I have watched you from Mad TV. I sent you a DM. I thank you for responding. And I just want to also say that it would have been nice for you just to do what you said that you would like people to do. And just tell us, hey, I humbly decline. I'm busy and I'm not going to be able to come onto the pod.
You fat piece of shit.
So thank you. I sat in my car for 45 minutes. Oh, my God. That's great.
Thank you. We appreciate it, man.
Hey,
but you keep doing you holding that mic like this and shit. You just
and another thing I gotta talk about.
Fat piece of shit.
Vlad, next time. This is the A Square.